The Dating Game, a Nolly Books drama, chapter 1.
He ate with his mouth open, wiped his nose with the back of his hand, and picked his teeth with his fingers after his meal. It was terrible, Jackie. I didn't know where to look.
Well, Tabo picks his teeth. What's wrong with that?
You've been married for 3 years, so that doesn't count. You don't pick your teeth on the first date. I'm sorry, you just don't.
The two girls were just finishing off their lunch at a popular fast food restaurant, Chicken Republic, which was on the 7th floor of the Rosebank shopping mall, just up the road from the travel agency where they both worked as consultants. Thursday was their weekly catch-up session. It was a ritual they both enjoyed as they tucked into portions of fried chicken and spicy chips, followed by an ice cream sundae which they both shared. It was the one time they didn't count calories. As usual, Siba's colorful dating adventures dominated the conversation.
Oh, come on, Siba. Okay, so he picked his teeth with his fingers. Get him a toothpick. Honestly, you're such a drama queen. Do you want to find a nice guy you can build a future with? Or do you want to write a book on reasons not to date men?
I just want a guy that doesn't irritate me on the first date. Is that too much to ask?
Jackie and Siba have been best friends forever. They were more like sisters. They had met age 9 at St. Margaret's School in Estcourt, Natal, over 20 years ago. Since then, they had been inseparable. After matric, they had moved to Johannesburg together to attend Wits University. They had both chosen to study commerce and both passed with flying colors. After varsity, they both found trainee jobs in the same travel industry and shared a small townhouse flat in Randburg. Only when Jackie got married 3 years earlier did the two finally separate. It was the end of a carefree era.
Just because you're married, you think I should rush in and let the first teeth-picking, unattractive specimen of a man pay lobolo for me? Well, I don't think so. I'd rather die single than marry some baboon with no manners.
I hear you and I feel you, sister.
For the first time during lunch, Siba smiled. She had to admit she was a little tired of this dating game. She had never made anyone worthwhile. She had to finally admit that for the very first time, that she had envied Jackie's marriage state.
Jackie, it's tough out there. What happened to all the decent men?
You know, Siba, I was thinking just the other day, how come you and Vio never got together? You know, he's always liked you.
Jackie, please don't go there. He's just a friend and you know that. I just don't feel that way about him. It's as simple as that.
Some little hot chick will nab him one day. Mark my words, honey. He's such a good guy. I mean, I would marry him in a heartbeat if I didn't have Tabo.
Yes, he's a great guy, I agree. But just not what I'm looking for. Anyway, we made a pact. If by 40 neither of us are married, we agreed to marry each other. Vuyo's my plan B. He'll always be there for me. Plan A is still out there.